From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, the rector of St. Mark's. Welcome.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Glory to you, Lord Christ. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him, but go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. 2,000 years ago, or thereabouts, a man named Jesus of Nazareth was mocked and beaten and hung on a cross to die, and he did. He died. And on the eve of the Sabbath, his body was taken down and laid in a brand new stone tomb. Night passed. The Sabbath passed. Another night came and went. And in the light of the third day, three women went to anoint the skin of the man who they loved and followed and considered Lord and teacher, to begin their own ritual of saying goodbye. And what they found was emptiness. A stone rolled away, an empty tomb, a young man in white, a messenger who said, "He is not here, he has been raised." And it was such a terrifying experience that they left and could not speak. It is a wonder to me when I read this particular story of the resurrection in Mark that we know about it at all. That three women who were so scared that they couldn't speak somehow eventually came to tell the story so that we might find it in our scripture all these millennium later. And it gets me thinking about what would life look like if we hadn't heard of the resurrection. Would we know? Are there signs in the world to point to us the risen Lord without the story? If you've walked with us this Lent, or you've walked your own Lent somewhere else, or you've ever felt the deep somberness of introspection when you start to examine yourself and think of the things in your life in ways that we don't really like to talk about at dinner parties, you'll know that life can be hard, that we are a complicated race, that we have good and bad in us, that we love our neighbors and our families and our friends, and we kind of hate them sometimes, that we get annoyed, that we're upset, that we sometimes hold back instead of sharing. We say harsh words instead of loving ones. All the things that call us to repentance. And it got me to thinking, perhaps the resurrection, the story we heard tonight, the story we might never have heard if those women hadn't found the courage to tell it eventually, lives in us. It lives in our own stories, that it is made evident to us only by our own experience. I know that because I watched this city go through a horrific flood, a devastating, deathly flood. And yet here we are. Here we are gathered together. Our city rises from the floodwaters. Neighbors helping neighbors, friends helping friends, families helping strangers. Homes are being rebuilt. Hope springs eternal. I know because I watched my family mourn the death of my mother and rise again to joy. I know because I watched a little boy in a hospital go from the worst diagnosis in the world to the most joyful kindergarten classroom. We know the resurrection deep in ourselves. We know the kind of hope and life and love that comes from that first resurrection, that mighty, glorious, eternal resurrection of Christ, because it lives within us and within our own stories. I'm sure when you examine your own lives that you will find them. The loss of a job, the hiring of a new one, the loss of a relationship, a new friendship, leaving one town for another, one career path for another, one family for another. Resurrection is all around us. And when I forget that, when I forget that this story is told over and over again in our own lives, I think of moments like last night at our Easter vigil, the first celebration of Eucharist for the Easter season, where we baptized three women to live the story over again, to find the tomb empty, to find the courage to declare the risen Lord. That's the resurrection in our own lives, living and true, accessible to all of us because it happened once and forever. 2,000 years ago and today, it happens. Hallelujah, and thanks be to God for that. Amen.
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.